Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
We were having a conversation this morning with some people, and we're talking about John G. Lake, who...
My God.
He stood on, I found out this morning as I was reading a certain book that he always stood on the scripture in Romans 8, verse, I believe it is 3, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus
has made me
free
from the law of sin and death.
So he completely believed that he was free from the law of sin and death because he was under the law of life, the law of spirit, of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So when people were dying of a plague in South Africa, and it was so bad that all those who assisted, all those who were sick also got sick and died. So some missionaries came to help, and of course they were dressed from head to toe. And John Girek was carrying dead bodies, touching sick people with bare hands. And they said, "Are you, what's wrong with you? You're going to die." So he said, No. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. So let's do an experiment. They said, get that form from the dying man
and put it on,
petri dish and put it under the what?
The microscope.
And observe the germs. Mm-hmm. So they put it and the germs were moving. Mm-hmm. Said, now put it in my palm and put it back. So they put it on his palm, put it back under the microscope. The germs were dead. And so Pastor Quaker was saying that the germs caught John G. Lake.
Wow, only Pastor Quaker.
You know, they say that the person caught a flu. The person caught the germs and they died.
And it died.
The germs caught John G. Lake and they died. The germs shall catch you and die.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, yeah, so you mean John Gillick was the plague of the
plague? Yes, he was the real plague. Yes, over the plagues.
He was the plague to the plague.
Come on now, power.
When he came,
powers.
The plague, we don't know when you're the plague. Some of you are the plague to poverty in your family.
I am the plague.
Yeah, you're the plague to depression. You're the plague to sadness.
Amen.
You're the plague to, what are those things? Addictions.
Hey.
Yeah, when you appear, addiction
dies
because you have showed up.
Amen.
You are the plague to sexual deviation.
Amen.
Mercy, Lord.
Wow.
So all those who don't know which side to face, when you appear, they know which side to face because you are the plague. Amen.
Wow.
Let's get into the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 1.
Just said it. Wow.
Which verse were we? We are still in Ephesians chapter 1.
Start around there, verse 18.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we
start.
Sort of
where we start.
17.
17, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
uh-huh,
the Father of glory,
yeah,
may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
I think this is where we ended.
No, we talked about the eyes of your understanding, Apostle.
Okay.
Being enlightened. But we spent quite some time here about the fact that you can have knowledge without revelation.
Exactly.
And it doesn't profit.
It doesn't profit you. Wisdom and revelation.
Yes.
This morning I was having a conversation with a group of people and the Holy Spirit dropped something in my heart.
What a blessed group of people.
That the reason you should be in the Word every day.
Yeah.
That's why Joshua recommended day and night.
Yeah.
Same in Psalm 1:1, you comment day and night.
Yes.
Because actually the Word compounds.
Ooh,
and what this is, most people, they start reading the scriptures this week. They want the miracle next week.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Or in a month's time. They want to be raising the dead.
Yes. Talk to us, Apostle.
It says the sower sows the Word. You have you ever seen agriculture which works like that? That today you plant the seed,
tomorrow you reap.
You know, some time ago, our movers and shakers planted grass up here in the field. And it was very nice. The whole problem is it was the wrong grass.
Oh.
We told them the grass to plant, and they thought they had planted the right grass. So we made the what we thought was a wise decision in January to replant the grass.
When the sun was out?
It doesn't matter. We can water.
Okay.
It is March. It's coming to April. The place is still brown. I'm like, proclaim is around the corner. This place was supposed to have been green by now.
What happened?
Grass doesn't just grow like that. It takes its time.
6 months. 3 to 6 months for it to catch on. Wow.
The sower sows the word. So you just crammed who himself bore our sins in his own body on that tree that we having died to see might live for righteousness. By whose stripes we are healed. When the healing pack came out.
Yeah.
Now you're demanding that every dead body should be raised.
You're saying that the word, it doesn't work.
And you're wondering why it looks like things are a bit slow.
A little bit. Just a little bit slow.
Malabra kasha kata kaya bala kasha kata. Someone receive joy. Receive joy, I'm telling you.
Like a river.
Yeah. If you play around with joy, you might end up with peace. But receive joy. Huh? Now.
Okay, that's not a bad deal. But Apostle, the thing you talked about last week was the fact that wisdom and revelation, you can have knowledge without wisdom and revelation, and that the wisdom and revelation actually come by anointed teaching.
Yes, now I'm bringing you some part of the wisdom.
Bring it.
Part of the wisdom is that the word compounds.
Yes, sir.
So, the Bible verses you read today, this morning when you woke up early, at 5:30.
You have faith in us.
They are going to be carrying a lot more weight in 10 years than they will in the next 2 weeks. That's how it works. The word of God compounds. That's why all the people who seem to be getting a lot of harvest from the word today, they were at it in primary school, in secondary school, like yourself. You are not a recent Bible addict. These are people who have been at it. In fact, what the Holy Spirit really told me was it takes about 15 years to start reaping.
So you are trying to encourage us by saying 10.
In other words, I'm trying to encourage you with 10. But it takes about 15 years. So what you need to do, you need to start immediately. Because every day you delay, you are postponing
my harvest.
By some of you, if you delay, by the time your harvest wants to come in, you're trying to go to heaven. The harvest is coming when you're exiting.
We're starting.
That's why for Joshua and David, they recommended day and night. Why day and night? To try and reduce the time.
All right.
To try and reduce the time. You see, that's why Jesus. Can I tell you about
Jesus?
Tell
me about Jesus. Tell me, I'm here.
Jesus.
What's happening?
By age 12, 1-2, was proficient in the scriptures.
Yes.
He spent 3 days questioning the teachers of the law, the doctors of the law.
The law and the prophets.
Now, can you imagine this Jesus, friend of ours, brother, firstborn, son of God, then disappeared for 18 years.
What was happening?
Before he could show up, because at age 12, the word had not compounded enough to contain the level of anointing he would walk in. Jesus, I want to assume, knew by the scriptures that at age 30, he would start his ministry. He didn't wait until he was 20 or 25 to get into the scriptures. Rather, he started early so that by 12, he has put in all the word he needs. And now that word he needs 18 years of compounding to have the kind of results he had at 30 when he was anointed.
Ah, is there hope?
And the reason it worked for him is that he was born again. So he could start early. Because the scriptures profit you nothing if you are not born again. Because only the Holy Spirit can teach you the scriptures. So your disadvantage is you got born again at 30. I'm not pointing any
at
direction.
Anyone, yeah.
And now, now you really need day and night.
Even afternoon. Yeah, you can't be there at night.
And afternoon. Afternoon includes
afternoon and night.
I don't know if people are understanding.
Apostle.
Who is going to start on the word?
Who
is going to start on the word?
I don't know.
Your YouTube,
why
you're
even
going to start on the word.
It's too
you're on
much.
Spirit TV, Spirit FM, you're starting on the word. Type something in the chat and say, I understand. I have to start right now.
You know, me, what I'm thinking is no one should talk to me if they're not saying a scripture. We don't have time.
Yes.
We don't have time, okay?
Yeah.
We are speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and
spiritual songs. That's how we should speak to one another. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Singing and making music in your hearts to the Lord. Giving thanks to the Lord, your Father.
I don't know why this is very funny for me.
Because the word compounds. The reason you are having results in your ministry because you started in primary. You had that chisumuluzo morning and evening with your grandfather.
Did, yes.
Pastor Blesso started in secondary school. Elder Roots,
I don't know, in the womb. He was born with
now,
the word.
Now, you who is still saying, you who still thinks there is a book called Hezekiah and Elijah.
It's so funny.
And you're wondering why after praying the fever only reduced by 1 degree. It compounds. Mandaleke lebre hesakataya.
This is very encouraging.
I hope you're understanding.
Understanding, we are understanding.
And night. How many years did Paul spend in the desert? How
13.
Many? 13, 14.
Was it 14, 13? Eh?
14. Yeah, 14 years. Now remember, look at this.
Tell me, sir.
Paul was brought up a Pharisee.
Yes, he had a teacher.
In the school of Gamaliel, who was like one of the best Pharisaic teachers in Jerusalem at the time.
Yes.
Remember, Paul was a citizen of Rome, and he says his citizenship was in Cilicia. Actually, what happens is that he had an auntie who was a citizen of Rome who lived in Cilicia, and that's why he was brought up. So his auntie sent him to Jerusalem to study under Gamaliel.
Wow. From teenage age for sure.
Not teenage age, before. So that's why Paul grows up knowing the scriptures.
Like too much.
But he was pointing the wrong direction. He was a Pharisee.
No revelation.
He was trying to kill Christians. So when Jesus found him, he was just a loaded cart moving in the wrong direction. And they just boom down and redirect, moving in the right direction. And that guy, because that's when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he needed 14 years for what he had been putting in all his life to compound.
I don't know what should we do. The more you talk, things just get worse.
Keep on preaching. It will eventually show.
Okay.
It takes time. But at the moment you stop sowing the word, you're finished. So there's nothing like you've stopped, you have arrived, you are too mature for this. Nothing like that.
Oh, God.
So all of this, we are trying to explain wisdom and revelation
in
the knowledge of him. So Paul is moving in the right direction now under the Holy Spirit. Remember, he has already stored up the scriptures from Gamaliel. But now he needs 14 years with the Holy Spirit to teach him to sort of teach him correctly the thing he already knew. I don't know why Pastor Hannah is not looking very encouraged. But
in the chat are very funny. But we continue because people are saying, you know what? Scriptures have to be on the phone, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, everywhere, not talking to me. Like basically, people are speaking their local languages now. They're
not. You know that I was actually reading it today or yesterday. Deuteronomy and Numbers one of them. Well, that's what they tell the Jews.
Yes. Write them
on your foreheads, on your hand, on the doorposts, on the walls. Basically, the idea behind scripture, it's not the way we see it today, where it's like, once in a while, every 30 minutes a day.
Non-stop.
It's supposed to be non-stop.
Non-stop.
To compound.
Okay.
It has to compound.
Okay.
It takes time to compound.
Yeah. Usually from like verse 6 there. Deuteronomy 6 onwards.
It takes time to compound. It takes time. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin this morning. And he was talking about when he used to be a young evangelist. When he had just started doing evangelism as a young boy.
Yeah.
On the street. He would go and tell them his story of how he went to hell. Because he went to hell. And he went 3 times. Then on the 3rd time they rescued him.
Real some story. People's conversions.
So as he tells the story, people were so interested they would come together. Then he would start telling them the story of Lazarus. And now he was preaching, but he was reading out the story of Lazarus very fast. From beginning to end. Without reading it.
Yes.
Yeah, just saying.
From memory.
Yeah, from memory. But the whole story of Lazarus. From the certain rich man who put on purple. The whole thing. You know Kenneth Hagin. One time I was listening to him. And at that time when they recorded that message, he had read the New Testament 250 times.
It is well.
And he knew whole sections of it by memory. That's why up to today his ministry is bearing fruit more than 20 years after he went to heaven. Do we need the word alive one of these days?
I think we need it immediately. Because
so praise God.
It's worthy of praise.
So the word compounds.
The word compounds. Start now.
Take us back to Ephesians.
Yeah.
The spirit of
wisdom and revelation.
And revelation in the knowledge
of Him. Of That's him. What makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you and I get into the word and let the word compound, then we can create our own favor.
Wow.
You know, there is when you are depending on someone else's favor.
Yes.
Like you seem helpless, like unless someone helps you.
Yeah.
You
That's
can't.
It.
Yeah. Now, God always starts us there to humble us so that we don't say we are self-made.
Yeah.
But that's not where He wants us to end.
Come on.
God wants you to ride on the favor of someone else who has matured in the word. Joshua 1:8, that you may make
your way
prosperous and that you may
have
good
success.
And then you get to a point where now you create your own favor.
Yes.
You create your own success. You know, it's one thing someone laying hands on you and you get healed. It's another thing standing on the scriptures.
And you walk in divine health.
And healing comes.
Yeah.
That's a very different experience.
Yeah.
The level of authority that will come into your life. It's unbelievable. Now, it doesn't end there. There's another stage where now you start creating favorable environments for others. I personally believe that anyone who comes into my life has to get wealthy.
Amen.
Yeah, like you have to have a bad attitude and all of that to stay the way you are.
Wow. I refuse to participate.
Yeah, because I believe that I create favor for others, at least in that area of life.
Yes.
Wealth, discipleship.
Yes.
Like if you come in my life and you don't have disciples, you are a fluke. You are a counterfeit.
You are strange.
You are strange. You are not. Because that's something that should come naturally if you are in my circles.
Yes.
Because that's something that we don't struggle with.
It's grace, yes.
Other ministries struggle with it, but we don't struggle
with
it.
No, we don't.
Discipleship just happens.
Yeah.
So, but you create, so you start by relying on externals, then you create your own success and favor, and then you start creating success for others.
Wow.
But I like to use the word favor, because many times people think that favor is a thing that just you're honestly, there, then the wind blows and it hits you like, smells like favor. Looks like favor has hit me. Brothers and sisters, no.
And you can't control it.
No. You create your own favor. You create your own advantage through the scriptures based on how you relate with the word. Amen.
Suddenly, you're bringing to life the scripture. I believe it's in Luke 2:52 that talks about how Jesus grew in favor. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor
with God and men.
Yeah, I've always wondered, how do you increase?
Increased you can increase. In favor. How did he increase? By the word of God. Did he increase in wisdom?
By the word of God.
Stature is not talking about physical stature. Everyone can grow in physal stature
up
with kosher and beans.
Up to a point, sir. Yeah. That must be, because I still eat food, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, up to a point.
But it's talking about, you know, the spiritual stature.
That is limitless.
Yeah. You can be big bodied but small spirited.
Makataya, I refuse. Wow.
Or you can be small bodied.
I receive it.
But a big spirit. You walk in the corridor and then the demons on the other side of the wall are fleeing through the window.
That's me. Oh yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're made for, man.
Oh, yes,
that's what we are made. We're not made to just be around, depend
survive
on people's opinion, survive, cry, say how life is difficult.
No.
Go and create your favor by the scriptures, by the word.
Wow.
Get to know God in wisdom and revelation. Keep going, you are making a good
Papa,
point.
No, that was it. I've always wondered, that scripture is one of those I memorized. And it's the same for Samuel. It's also spoken of him in 1 Samuel. They talk about how he grew in favor with God and men.
Mm.
So I'm like, both, this is a scripture in two places in the Bible about Jesus and then Samuel. But for me, you've showed us there are 2:26 that the child Samuel, the child, grew in stature and in favor, both with the Lord. Apostle, we not only grow in favor with men, we can grow in favor with God.
Yeah.
And you've just showed us a key of how can I increase in favor. It doesn't have to be that I became favored. You don't get lucky. There's nothing like luck. Yeah.
You create you luck.
Wow.
Your own luck.
You luck. Favor.
Yeah. Don't be like those children. Say, lucky you. You got shoes.
Yeah. It's available to us all. And I feel like for me, you've just given a key to increasing. Mm. And you've showed us how to increase in favor with God and men. So don't be satisfied with where you are.
Oh, yes.
There's more in God. But what's the key? Wisdom and revelation. How does it come? The word of God. Large chunks of the word of God.
Give us 2 Timothy 3:15.
Wow, Timothy. Yeah.
2 Timothy 3:15. Just read it.
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
This is Paul writing to his protege, Timothy.
Wow.
Now remember, Paul, let me recollect the story properly. So Paul was with Barnabas and John Mark.
Yes.
Then they took a hiatus in Acts 14. Then that argument broke out about circumcision. They went to Jerusalem, came back with a letter from the elders and the apostles.
Yeah.
And then things stabilized. Now they wanted to go again. And Barnabas wanted to take
John Mark.
But Paul is like, this guy,
he abandoned us
in the thick of battle. I'm not taking him for awakening.
Wow. If they didn't take you for awakening.
And sure so not. The Bible says the contention was so much that they went separate ways. And now what Paul did, he picked up another guy called Silas.
Yes.
You remember Paul and Silas?
Yes.
Philippian jail.
Yes.
And then they started the journey again and they went to Lystra. Now remember Lystra, that's where Paul and Barnabas first went, the first time where the man who was crippled.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the story.
Both legs. Mm.
Yeah.
From his mother's womb.
So he comes to Lystra, and there is a guy there called Timothy.
Yes.
So the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was a Gentile. Now, typically what happened that when Paul went into any town, he always started with a Jewish synagogue.
Yes.
That's where he always got his initial group, because he started with people who at least acknowledged his one God.
Yes.
As opposed to starting from nothing like he did in Greece.
Ha.
In Athens, he was starting from nothing. He was telling them about their poetry. I don't know what. The unknown God and his enemy I tell you about. But he always started where there was a Jewish synagogue. And typically, wherever there was a community of Jews, most of the boys were trained in the scriptures.
Yes.
To be a Jewish young man meant to be trained in the scriptures.
Wow.
To a degree,
yeah.
However bad. Now, what is interesting is that Paul gets to Lystra, and instead of typically picking a Jewish young man to be his assistant, he picked a Gentile.
Yep, Timothy.
And it was such a problem, he even had to circumcise him. Because now he was not going to be accepted, because he knew he was going to go to Jewish communities first.
Yeah.
And he's going with a Gentile guy.
Yeah.
Now, why would he go to the extent of picking a Gentile when they are a Jewish young man?
Why?
Because this Gentile boy was so well educated in the scriptures, he was better than the Jews.
Yeah. His grandmother and mother. Mm.
So Paul just says, this is the guy.
Because of the scriptures.
This afternoon we are talking with the pastors. We will talk about the fact that many are called but few are chosen. Yes, we are all called into ministry, but what's going to make you get chosen for special assignments? You see, in Luke chapter 6, Jesus had many disciples, and the Bible says he called his disciples to himself, and from among them he chose 12 whom he named apostles.
Okay,
so
many are
called, but few are chosen. What's going to make you one of the few
who are chosen out of the
crowd that is called?
It is okay.
It's the Holy Scriptures. Because why did Paul choose a Gentile to go with on missionary journey? Because even though there were other Jewish men, this young man was special in that he started on the Holy Scriptures from not youth.
No, childhood.
Because we may be thinking he started in his teenage years. When you're a teenager, you're not a child.
Fire.
Childhood.
Yeah.
The grandmother, he says his grandmother, who? Lois.
Lois, yes. Eunice.
Eunice.
Yeah.
And the mother.
Mother Lois.
They decided that even though the father is a Gentile, this guy, let me put it in Uganda, tugenda mutandika ko ngaya katandiko kutegera. To get him into Genesis, Exodus, Numbers,
Leviticus,
Deuteronomy. From childhood.
Yes, from
that's
childhood.
That's what made Timothy a cut above. So my brother, my sister, unless you are planning to go with the ways of the world, which is self-promotion, step on everyone else,
even
abuse people, accuse
work.
People, to try and present yourself in a certain light which you are not.
Wow.
That it seems to me like the predetermined, defined way of the kingdom is that everyone who gets to know the scriptures sets himself apart. And becomes choosable. And your overall strategy is to make yourself so choosable that God would have to explain to you why he hasn't chosen.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah, like God has come and said, I know you qualify, but you know, this, that. We think that in the long-term sense of the strategy, right now we are going to go with so-and-so, and you better keep sweeping here.
Wow.
As we think about what's next.
Not at all.
Yours and mine is to make ourselves irresistibly choosable. Like heaven should have issues not picking us. Why did they pick Mary? She was a virgin.
Yes. virgins.
Yeah, that was the qualification. You had to be a virgin. It couldn't be like the angel comes and first performs a miracle of unvirginating a person, then they choose you. No. So all those who had not kept themselves pure were automatically disqualified.
Never even had that word in my life.
So there are things you can do to make yourself...
Okay, Apostle, okay, we've understood, okay. Yes, we've understood.
There are things you can do to make yourself choosable. My God.
I love this.
Say something,
so much.
Say something.
I say something.
Yeah.
Tell me about Mary again.
The sisters in the house don't think so.
I want to, if that miracle can be performed.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I've been accused of many things. I don't want to add another one.
Let's not go there.
Yeah.
But Apostle, what I love about what you're saying, on one hand, of course, it's very challenging. On the other hand, it gives a lot of hope. Do you know why? It doesn't matter who I am. Doesn't matter my past. Doesn't matter my abilities or inabilities. If I get in the word of God and I give myself to it and I start today and I commit to day and night reading, listening, being in the word, it's a matter of time. The harvest is guaranteed.
It compounds.
So it's so good because it gives hope. Like, it's not, there's no other qualification you've given us of you need to be a male, a female, of this age, this quality. It is just get in the world.
It will compound.
Yeah.
So all the preachers we love and quote were people of the word. Kenneth Hagin, Billy Graham. It didn't matter whether they were charismatic or not.
Not at all.
These are all people. Smith Wigglesworth.
Wow.
Yeah. Lester Sumrall went to visit him at his home and then they had breakfast. So he came with the newspaper and he told him that thing doesn't come into my house. I don't allow unbelief,
literature.
A newspaper. Can't imagine now people have phones without much unbelief. So they had breakfast and then they would read the Bible for 30 minutes, pray for 30 minutes. Read the Bible for 30 minutes, pray for 30 minutes. Read the Bible until lunchtime. From breakfast to lunchtime.
Yeah.
Then they would have lunch. Then they would go out for ministry in the afternoon.
My goodness. How can that guy not be?
God, that's the rhythm. Read the Bible for 30 minutes.
Pray
for 30 minutes. From morning until lunch. Then afternoon, outreach.
Mm.
He raised what? 13 people from the dead?
A little over. And you know, Apostle, strangely, this last week I've been reading about Smith Wigglesworth. And what's interesting to me is that he was illiterate until his 30s when he got married. And his wife, Polly, started to teach him to read.
To read the scriptures.
And he only taught him to read the scriptures. That's the only book he ever learned to read. He began his ministry at 48. But what gave him advantage was that thing you've just said, that the only book he read morning till night was the word of God.
But remember, he started at 30.
Exactly, but see?
It came out at 48. 18 years later.
Oh my God, Apostle.
It compounds.
And he did ministry for only 40 years, but we are still talking about him.
Yeah. He died at 88.
I hadn't even thought about that, the fact that it took 18 years.
It's an encouragement.
Oh,
you
gosh,
see,
it is.
I don't want people to. You see, what
it's
we do sometimes in the church, we want something, but we don't know how it works.
Process. How does it
so
work?
Then we sabotage the process because no one told us that it's going to take this long. You see, like if you're trying to bake.
Yeah.
And you don't know how long it takes.
You keep removing the thing.
You keep removing the thing, and then the thing doesn't turn out.
Ugh.
Yeah. You're like this bread which has stayed like a pancake.
Oh my God.
Because you are removing every 5 minutes. You didn't know you have to leave it for a certain time.
Half-baked bread is bad.
It compounds.
It compounds. Wow.
Scripture compounds.
Wow.
I hope the brothers and sisters online and on TV and on radio are understanding, including those who come 10 minutes to the end when they come for prayer.
I don't know if it compounds.
I want them to know scripture. So do not neglect the scriptures any day, day and night.
Day and night.
day and night. You are in the scriptures. You are in the scriptures. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Keep them
Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and help all their flesh. But it compounds. So that's the message we have for you today, even as you go back into your dance party. That your knowledge of him, it compounds. And you know, I found interesting things. So you see, like, you can have a reading plan. If you don't have a reading plan, go to YouVersion.
Yeah.
Get a reading plan. There are reading plans for the whole year. And then get an audible Bible.
Yes, Apostle.
Audio Bible.
Yeah.
And try and get. You see, I found a friend of mine who, when she's reading, she reads NKJV. But when she was listening to CEV. I said, Katikatuko chikano kogendo kora. Ofumbi akatuko akarimebi janjaru nebinyebwa at the same time. Okay, something like that. If you are on Everant, there are New
audio
King James
Bibles.
Audio Bibles there. If you're on Audible, there are New King James audio Bibles there. So if you're reading New King James
listen to
New King James Version and then let it compound. And sometimes you can go to a book and listen to it over and over again until you know. You see, there is a reason we know that
the
John 1 is about the Word.
The Word.
John 2, the major story is Cana of Galilee.
Uh-huh.
John 3 is Nicodemus. John 4 is the woman at the well. John 5 is
38 years.
Is the 38 years guy of the that not
the cripple,
in the well.
The cripple.
The pool of
Bethesda.
John 6 is the bread.
Yes.
Feeding the and the guy is
with
running after him.
They're chasing him.
John 7. Yani. There is something there. John 8 is the argument about Abraham.
Yeah, stoning him.
John 9, like that. John 10 is the good shepherd. John 11 is Lazarus raising. John 12, they are starting to get into the resurrection.
Yeah,
that's
glory,
when Judas says, "Why is he the only one?" What? John 13, 14, 15 is now into last minute coaching.
Yeah.
16,
then the Holy Spirit.
17 is prayer.
Yeah.
John 18, the betrayal begins.
Yeah.
19, 20 is the
20
resurrection.
20 is when he comes back.
It's coming
when
back.
Thomas
and
misses thy visitation.
21 is the last one, I think,
it's
right?
Yeah, when he tells him, Peter, feed my flocks.
Like that. But how do you know? You can't get to know that by reading, Yochisumuluzo, today this is the
one
verse.
One verse. Daily bread.
Now, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but if you can't stay like there,
people in,
yeah, every day
primary
Jesus.
School. But you are 30 years old. You have two degrees or three. Why are you reading one verse a day?
When you can write a research paper, be serious. So you're helping us.
Am I making sense?
Too much sense. You're stirring us.
Pray for some people who are coming to receive Jesus.
Wow, what an MC life. Can you first help me appreciate Apostle even as we close? That was so much fun and yet so much learning as well. Now, if you're listening to us and you're hearing about how the Word of God compounds, it won't work without having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you get into a relationship with Jesus by believing in your heart, confess within your mouth that Jesus died for all your sin, took the punishment, and rose again for your glory, and you put your trust for salvation in him. And you may not fully understand what this means, but you receive the gift, then we will help you walk the journey. So if you're listening or you're watching, wherever you are, and you've never actually met Jesus, Lord of your life, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me, wherever you are. If you're in a missional community, put your hand up so that they know that you've made a decision today. If you're in any place where there's other people who you want a witness, just put your hand up. Come on, do it and pray this prayer from your heart to God. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I receive you.
Today I receive you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I believe that you died for my sins.
I believe that you died.
And you rose again for my glory.
And you rose again for my glory.
Today I commit my life to you.
Today I commit my life.
Fully. And completely.
And completely.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
And do something.
Teach me to serve you.
Teach me to serve
the rest of my life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. I'd like you to send a message right now. Stop what you're doing. Send us a message on this number, 0775642449. That's 0775642449. If you're outside Uganda, that's +256 and then the number that I just read. Let us know that you've made a decision to follow Jesus. We want to walk that journey with you.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now someone is online and you're wondering, where do I start?
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will guide you into all truth. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Yes.
So can I just have everyone praying in the Spirit? As we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
You're the throne in the King of honor, filled with glory. Lord, you are my song, for your endless mercy.
Given themselves to serve you all their lives. Fill them, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Teach us the ways of your word. We know that your word can only come alive by the Holy Spirit. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, in the knowledge of the scriptures. May we be found lacking nothing in as far as the scriptures are concerned. We bless you, we honor you, and we say may your name be praised. Father, I pray for anyone who may be unwell in their body, in their soul, in wherever it is. I command health upon them and sickness to leave you. May sickness leave you permanently. Be made well. Be made 100% well. Oh, yes. May the presence of the Lord that we feel right here in the studio, may that presence also be manifested where you are, in your MC, in your home, in your workplace, in your car. Yes, someone, you are feeling God's presence. You can sense the manifest presence of God. Just enjoy that. Just bask in that. Delight yourself in Him, in His presence. He loves you.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive new gifts. If you've never prayed in tongues, just open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray in tongues. Oh yes, it's available for you. It's available for you. Lila kosibre la koshe katakaya la ibrahule kabrige zigede kaya ga. Onda lebre likosa katakaya kaya baba baba yaka. Yes, that pain in your throat, that pain in your throat is gone in the name of Jesus. That pain in your head, that dull headache doesn't belong to you in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. That knee pain, be gone. That affliction in your right leg, be gone in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, your body regains strength right now. Someone, you've been feeling general weakness and pain. Receive strength, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for restoration of key relationships. I sense that someone's key relationship is being restored right now. Something that hurts so bad, but God is restoring that. God is restoring that. God is restoring that. God is restoring you. God is restoring your nervous system. Oh, to full function, to full function. Oh, yes. Kalembre liko sikatae legere. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for your kindness. Someone, God is restoring your finances. Something has happened where the enemy is seeking to steal your inheritance. But God is restoring your finances. Walk in obedience. God is going to ask you to give something to someone as a seed. Just go ahead and do it and walk in obedience. And is restoring your finances. Oh yes. I don't know how to say this, but I feel like someone, physical strength is being restored to you. You've gone through a season of being weak in the body. Bible says Moses was not weak in the body. You don't have to be weak in the body. It's not an age thing. Moses was 80 years old when he was called, but he was not weak. No, Abraham was not weak in the body. Abraham, he wasn't weak in the flesh, in the body. So you don't have to be weak. You're blessed, you're blessed, you're blessed. Walk in miracles. Someone, start laying hands on sick people wherever you are. You're going to see a breakthrough in the miraculous. Remember the word compounds. Start speaking, start speaking. Speak those things, speak. We also believe and therefore speak. So start believing and speaking as the oracles of God. Don't say what you see. Say what you believe and you'll soon see what you are saying. Someone, do not receive that negative report. Counteract it. Counter it with the word of God. The word of God. It compounds. Go big on it. Double the dose. Reading it, listening to it, delighting yourself in it. You know, it says, I rejoice at your word as one who has found great treasure. Oh yes, rejoice in it. Rejoice in the word of God. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. One of the desires of your of your heart that is going to give you is the desire for his word.
Amen.
Oh yes. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a lamp, a light unto my path. Forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. That is your testimony, that's your destiny. May God bless you, may he increase you, may he cause his face to shine on you and give you peace, and may you be filled with joy unspeakable as you experience the goodness and mercy and presence of God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you now and forever. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the celebration in your MC. See you next Wednesday. But before Wednesday, see you on Friday for the Good Friday Communion and Healing Service. Easter is on. No more service times at every location.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
God bless you. Enjoy the long weekend. Friday you're off. Monday you're off.
Wow.
Enjoy just being with family and having a lot of fun. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.